Good evening and welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Allie Lightfoot. The 42nd Telluride Bluegrass Festival took place this past June. The four-day festival combines the Telluride royalty of bluegrass super pickers with up-and-coming Americana stars. This year, KVNF pick and DJ Lauren went to the festival and brought back interviews with Eric Berry of Trampled by Turtles and the gospel group The McCrary Sisters. The McCrary Sisters were raised on gospel music and began singing as soon as they could talk. They're the daughters of the late Reverend Samuel McCrary, one of the original members of the legendary gospel quartet, the Fairfield Four. The McCrary's home was filled with music, whether it was the Fairfield Four or frequent guests that included a pantheon of gospel greats, including Shirley Caesar and James Cleveland. Lauren caught up with the sisters backstage.
I'm here with the McCrary Sisters, and they just finished their set at the Telluride Bluegrass Festival. We had a beautiful morning, Sunday morning, with the gospel singers. And my first question is, if you knew you were going to sing gospel music right away, and when did you commit to it?
I guess from birth. My father, he's deceased, but his name was Reverend McCrary, Samuel McCrary, H. McCrary. He was one of the famous Fairfield Fours, the original, and he sung, our mother sung, and it was just a singing family. We've been doing it since we came out of our mother's womb, basically, sung in the choir. My father was a pastor, sung. We've been singing together all over, so we just knew we was destined to do this.
Wonderful. You knew right away. That's easy. And so have you ever played a bluegrass festival and or with bluegrass musicians, and do those genres cross over?
Yeah. We've played plenty of bluegrass festivals, and it's just a normal thing for us. We've been privileged to be able to work with Buddy Miller and a lot of artists that are famous on the bluegrass side, you know. So it's just an honor and a pleasure to be able to come to these festivals, you know. Really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're used to people hula hooping to your gospel sets.
Yes.
Nice. So how do you prepare yourself for going on stage and singing your beautiful music?
We pray.
We pray.
Yeah. Everything and every gift and every talent we have, we recognize and know that it comes from God. So we give it back to Him before we go on stage. And we ask God to give us what we need to give it to the people. So when we go out on that stage, we are there to serve and bless and give to the people and hope somebody's life can be changed and they can feel the anointing, they can feel love, the peace and the joy, and don't want to live all stuffed and angry and bitter, and they want to find something wonderful now. So before we ever go out on stage, we pray, we get our hearts and our heads together. It's called coming into one accord.
Beautiful. I really felt that. So that's coming through, very much so. Yes. So do you want to talk about your new album? Let us know what it is.
Okay. The title of the album is Let's Go.
Okay.
And Buddy Miller produced the album. And what we wanted to do on this particular album is to go back and grab some of the old music we grew up with and the music that our father sang with the Fairfield Four, and just put it all together and make this wonderful, wonderful CD. You know, it has Upbeat, the song we sang today, Fire, it's on there. So it's so many songs on this CD that will just make you cut loose and dance, and some of them will make you just cry. There's a song, Use Me, Lord. Frida sings that song. It's a song that my father used to sing all the time in church. So we love that we were able to sing that song.
That's really sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll definitely play that one.
Yeah.
All right. So, Faith, do you need it to sing soul music? And can you pinpoint when you understood what faith was?
Honestly, for me, I was under the umbrella of my father. My father was our pastor. And I was under his umbrella for so many years of my life. If I had a problem, instead of praying to God, I would shoot straight for my father, because I knew my father had a connection to God. So I would shoot for my father and hope that he would intercede for me. But as time went on and life started happening, life started coming to me, and there were times when I couldn't get to my father, I had to really come to know God for myself. That's when my faith really kicked in. It's when I needed him and there was nowhere else to turn. I knew I could turn to him, and he was there for me. So that was it for me. And as far as singing the music, the Bible said that comes from the heart, touches the heart. So if you're singing soul music and you're not touching anybody, if it's not coming from your heart, you know. So it needs to come from your heart, you know, in a place of faith, so that you can touch others. That's the purpose. It's not just to get up there and sing, you know, you have a voice and you sing, but it's the purpose is to touch the world, because we believe that God uses us to touch each other, you know. And it's also really good when you can find out what it is your gifting really is and work in your gifting. It makes you a happier person.
Thanks. Yeah. Message to the people. So I guess my last question is, you spoke to your goals on stage and what the love that you're receiving and giving back to the people. And what is the larger message you want to share with the world?
That God is love, and that you can have a second chance. And that when you get through going through everything else, the only thing matters is what you do for Christ and how you reach out and help other people and pull other people up. You know, it's about not just saying it, but living it. Anybody can fake a conversation, anybody can fake a walk, but you know, when you let what you say line up with how you live and how you walk, then that means more, because when the people see you and the lights are not on you and there are not millions of people in the audience, it's just you, no makeup and none of that. Hopefully what you say on stage and how you live, You line up with that. That is the biggest picture of all, because sometimes whether only Jesus, whether only God, some people are going to see, and sometimes you just got to stop and be able to hug somebody when they need a hug, or say I love you, or show compassion and love and understanding even when you don't feel like it. And sometimes be able, what I think for me, just for me, is you can tell when you're walking with God, because it's easy to say, I'm sorry, and it's even easier to say, forgive me, or forgive someone. A lot of people, if they have a misunderstanding with somebody, they wouldn't know you to come to them and say, I'm sorry. But God wants you to have the kind of heart, compassion, that you can go to a person and say, forgive me. Forgive me, and anything that you did, I forgive you. Because, I mean, I'm going a little bit on the cross. When Jesus was hanging on the cross, the most powerful thing he said was, forgive them, because they don't even know what they're doing. They don't even know why they're treating me this way. They don't know why they're talking to me and spitting on me and beating me. So when we learn how to really, and I don't care what you believe in, when you learn how to really love somebody, love them. That's it.
That's it. Such lovely women with such a strong message. Thank you so much. My last question is, can I have a hug?
Service.
That was the song Use Me, Lord from the McCrary Sisters. And you're listening to KVNF DJ Lauren interview performers from this year's Telluride Bluegrass Festival. Trampled by Turtles was one of the featured acts. Trampled by Turtles is an American bluegrass folk rock band from Duluth, Minnesota. Their fifth release, Palomino, maintained a position in the top 10 on the Billboard Bluegrass charts for 52 straight weeks. Lauren spoke with the band's mandolin player, Eric Berry, backstage.
All right, I'm here with Eric Berry from Trampled by Turtles at the Telluride Bluegrass Festival. This is Lauren. So, Eric, were you a mastermind in creating Trampled by Turtles, or were you pulled in, and how did that story go?
Well, neither. Dave Simonette was playing solo gigs, and he did a gig opening up for my band's last Duluth show, and I invited myself to play mandolin with him on a tune, and that went pretty good, so the next time he played a show, he invited me to come sit in with him. And we did a couple of those, and the guy, Dave Carroll, who plays banjo with us, he saw one and gave us his phone number. So it was just sort of, I was there at the beginning. If anyone was masterminding it, I suppose it was Dave giving me a call in the first place. But it was really just like playing some songs and kind of taking it from there. Like, oh yeah, we play together well, let's play some shows, you know. It was pretty simple.
And so from there, did you like have a like ground rules or like a sort of key that you wanted to help form the band, or was it just that organic?
It was that organic. It really was. It was, for all of us, it was our first time playing like an ampless band. So we really enjoyed the fact that we could rehearse on a porch on like a beautiful spring day in Duluth. You could be on the porch, or we could walk to one of the guys' houses. So that, you know, in the very beginning, like, that was kind of like what made it a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Was it was really light, it was really streamlined, it was really, it was just a lot, because I played electric bass in a rock band. So, like, you know, previous rehearsal, I would have to make two trips out of my car to lug in gear. And it was a lot nicer to, like, one trip, and it's a backpack and a mandolin, you know.
Yeah.
So,
cool.
So, yeah, as far as, like, a... like ground rules, I mean, it was like, well, let's not get a drummer because then we lose this ability to be so light and portable.
Nice. Keep it simple. All right, so I saw you guys in 2007. I think that was your when you just brought out Trouble.
Right.
And you were at the Rothbury after String Cheese, and it was like, wow, these guys are good. and it's like fast too, really fast when you listen to Trouble. And now when I hear Wild Animals, I'm thinking, what was the inspiration to slow down?
Well, you know, there's a couple of things going on there. Certainly, like, a lot of the material Dave wrote for Wild Animals wouldn't sound right fast. And then I think he was purposefully trying to explore some slower tempos and textures, probably because we get asked a lot about being fast. And we definitely have a contrarian nature in us, you know. Like, well, we don't have to do that, you know. Like we'd heard it said a lot that we stood in beard order on stage, so I trimmed my beard super short just because of that. It was like, no, we don't, and I'll prove it, you know. So it wouldn't surprise me if Dave purposely was trying to be a little bit slower, but, you know, there's a real power and a real beauty and a real majesty to playing beautiful, slow songs with those instruments. And when those guys sing, it's really nice. I mean, I'm not part of the vocal team, so I can say that. Like, I'm a fan of that vocal sound that happens in Trampled. And, you know, there's just something really cool happening there, and it's not all fast, you know.
That's awesome. So I'm hearing that you're always going to sort of create forks for you, yourself and the band, and paths to follow, like different avenues, right?
Yeah, I'd like to think that, it's always sort of been a no-boundaries situation, you know. Like when we would learn, like in the early days, and we didn't have a lot of material, and we'd have to play for 4 hours in a bar, we had like a bunch of bluegrass fake books, but we didn't particularly worry about how traditional we sounded. It was kind of more like just get through the tune and like how would Monroe play on this? Something like this? Probably not, but that sounded okay. You know, I mean, just doing the best you can, I suppose.
Exploration. So I was going to ask, like, well, what fork in the road did you not anticipate and how did you follow, or like what path did you follow in the last 10 years of playing music with Trampled by Turtles?
Well, you know, I never really expected it to take off as a career, which it certainly has.
Yeah.
You know, because like, you know, especially like in the present time doing interviews about the old days, it's really easy to make it seem like, well, yeah, like back then we always knew we'd be here, and so you tell the story to get to here. But back then, we were just guys playing music in Minnesota, and sort of were made up the pleasant discovery that in Duluth they liked drunken hillbilly music at 1 a.m. You know, that was a shock to us. We didn't know, we didn't expect that. So, you know, the right place in the right time, and it's just worked out, you know, and like. I guess you're talking about forks in the road. We've always kind of felt like we've greased our path a little bit by, you know, going out and being kind and, like, always tipping your servers and stuff like that, you know, like creating a good karma bubble around you.
Yeah.
It helps.
You hear that? Tip your bartender. So then, yeah, how did you envision yourself 10 years ago today? Is there, like, other paths that you were following? Where would you be?
Well, you know, professionally I was working as a line cook. And it was, I guess I assumed I would keep doing that until I had to stop for, like, probably physical health reasons. But I have no idea what else I would really do. I have a degree in English literature, which
nice.
Qualifies me to write eloquently about how there's no work, I suppose.
Do you write the lyrics?
No, nope. Dave writes the lyrics.
Right. Maybe next album.
Yeah. We'll see.
So we're going to play a couple songs for this segment on Talkin' Music. Okay. And are there a couple of your favorites? It's hard to pick from, like...
Well, my favorite Trampled by Turtles song is Keys to Paradise off Stars and Satellites. That's one that some of Dave's lyrics could very well be about events in my life. So that's like kind of like... I think that's the one that lets me... most step into like a fan's shoes, like, because I know that one thing people really like about the band is that they feel like the songs speak to them and they echo like parts of their lives and they can like relate to that. Well, that's a tune that I can do that with. So Keys to Paradise is my favorite one, so you should probably play that. And you should probably play one I wrote so I can get a
all right,
so I can get
one?
A bump in my BMI check. How about Pipe Knot off Duluth?
Great. You got it. Okay. Trampled by Turtles, Eric Berry, Telluride Bluegrass Festival. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
It's the secret of the winners. That's why I never got it. I come to find the savior in your eyes. All my frozen winters face the blame for the garden. At least I couldn't say fall apart at the softest setback of darkness. Dampened towers cry above to the highest lions of them all. Thank you. too, like it's shy. Pick this body up because I know I'm better. And I fell upon the ground with a sigh. Little bandages add up to a coffin, baby. But I get hopeful every time.
Keys to Paradise from the band Trampled by Turtles. And you've been listening to interviews from the 2015 Telluride Bluegrass Festival. This is Talkin' Music. I'm Allie Lightfoot. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for All Songs Considered coming up next.